Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. In New York City, at the Pentagon, and outside Shanksville, Pennsylvania, it's a day of remembrance. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump stood outside the White House as taps played on the 18th anniversary of the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. Commemorations are being held at all three sites, New York City's Ground Zero, the Pentagon, and a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. China is exempting some American products from tariff hikes for 1 year as it goes ahead with increased tariffs announced earlier this month on billions of dollars of other U.S. goods. NPR's Emily Fang reports the exemptions announced today come as the U.S. and China prepare for a new round of trade talks.
China's finance ministry said the goods would be exempted from additional tariffs for 1 year, beginning Tuesday. They include animal feed inputs like fish and whey, as well as some lubricants used in manufacturing. The exemptions are an optimistic sign amid an ongoing trade dispute that escalated earlier this month after both countries imposed a fresh round of tariffs on each other's goods. The U.S. and China are set to meet face-to-face in Washington in early October for their 13th round of trade talks. Both sides have accused the other of breaking trade agreements reached earlier this summer. Emily Fang, NPR News, Yingchuan, China.
Bahamian officials say they need a lot of aid and assistance, but they're appealing for it to be targeted for the specific needs of the islands devastated by Hurricane Dorian. As an illustration, they say they don't want to be inundated with cans of green beans when what they really need is telephone poles. French police are investigating allegations of sexual exploitation of women and girls against the late U.S. financier Jeffrey Epstein. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the Paris prosecutor's office has launched a social media campaign urging victims and witnesses to come forward.
The appeal, published Wednesday on Twitter, gave a phone number and an Interior Ministry email address for victims and witnesses to use. Officials are investigating the alleged rape of minors and other possible charges linked to Epstein and his enablers in France. The probe was opened August 23rd. Police say they've already interviewed three people who identified themselves as victims. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will not hold a vote on any gun laws until he knows what President Trump will sign. McConnell met yesterday with a bipartisan group of mayors who are all urging the Senate to approve a House-passed bill aimed at curbing gun violence. This is NPR. As severe storms ripped across the northern plains last night, a confirmed tornado struck Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shortly after midnight. The fire chief there says at least 37 structures have collapsed or are severely damaged. Some roads are impassable. Crews are working to clear debris. A federal judge in Kansas City is due to decide today whether a prisoner can continue to receive medication for opioid withdrawal symptoms. Nomin Ujiadine of member station KCUR reports the court may also weigh in on whether denying such treatment to inmates violates the Constitution.
Lehman Cruz just began serving a 3-year sentence at the federal prison in Leavenworth. According to the lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union, the prison has denied him access to buprenorphine, which he takes to treat his addiction to opioids. The lawsuit argues that Cruz needs it to prevent painful withdrawal symptoms and help him stay off drugs. It also argues that by keeping medications that treat addiction away from inmates, the government is subjecting them to cruel and unusual punishment and breaking laws that protect people with disabilities. The Bureau of Prisons has declined to comment ahead of today's hearing. For NPR News, I'm Nomi Nojiadine.
NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown is being accused of rape. A former trainer has filed a lawsuit saying Brown sexually assaulted her on 3 occasions. Brown denies the allegations. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.